This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at www.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. This morning I have the John's Takes piece from The Spread, and it is titled, Why I Hate Chuck Mackey and Thoughts on FTX's CFTC Request. Now, I don't really hate Chuck Mackey, but Chuck encouraged me to offer my thoughts on FTX's request to amend its order of registration as a DCO to allow it to modify its existing non-intermediated model. I was a little busy at the time, which drew my ire towards Mr. Mackey. My comment letter to the CFTC also needs a little editing, as I wrote it after 14 hours in front of the screen and my eyes glazed over. I missed a comma and a word, at least. I am sure my JLN editors would find more faults to correct, but that letter is the basis of John's take this week. Today is my first day of radiation treatment for prostate cancer. I am told I should not notice any impact until about halfway through, when I'll start to get fatigued. That is why I've scheduled the treatments for the end of the day at 3:45. My one big unknown is whether I will be in any shape to go to the Options Conference in San Antonio, Texas in May. JLN will be sending its videos team to the conference, so we will be producing more of our JLN Industry Leader video series from there. If you are attending the conference and will have news or something to talk about, please contact us. The Financial Times has a special report, Navigating Cyber Risk. The FT says more digital transactions and data collection since the pandemic and new cyber risks from the war in Ukraine are forcing companies to improve their systems. We look at the challenges for consumer businesses, insurers, and ethical hackers. The stories include Ukraine fallout expected to test companies' hardened cyber defenses. Western leaders and insurance experts warn of likely increase in attacks. In charts, cybersecurity risks and companies' readiness. UK government research shows that nearly half of all businesses are still not seeking advice on protection. Contact tracing poses data challenge for hospitality groups. Small businesses have become accountable for storing personal information and liable for fines. Customer data platforms step up the challenge of cybercrime. New systems let businesses record every touch point with consumers, but must add extra security. Hotels and hacker site as technology replaces personal touch. Hospitality businesses are the third most targeted for cyber attacks as they gather more customer data. Ethical hackers hit the jackpot as tech groups pay attention for protection. Helping app makers spot critical security weaknesses is becoming a lucrative business. ABN AMRO Clearing Bank is celebrating its 10th edition of the Amsterdam Investor Forum, scheduled for September 20th and 21st in the bank's headquarters in Amsterdam. Look for more information soon. At the 19th Structured Retail Products Europe Awards 2022, Marex won Most Innovative Product for its Bitcoin Cash and Carry Certificate. JP Morgan has signed on as a prime sponsor of the Eurex Derivatives Forum for the third year in a row. The Derivatives Forum will be held on May 24th and 25th. If you want to see the commercials for the NYSE and ICE's new branding campaign, make the connection. You can find it with a link in today's newsletter. It is downright cool. Thank you for the anonymous donor who gave $500 to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign last week. We greatly appreciate all the support for our efforts to preserve industry history and educate the next generation of market participants and industry professionals. We are now over $57,000 of our $300,000 goal. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From The Spread, Alex Perry's Optiontopia takes a look at this week's options news highlights. Goldman Sachs executes first crypto options trade. ICE launches global brand and ad campaign. Alex shares remarks from FIA conference. Euronext presents options term of the week. And John's take. We also have a video from Boca from our Industry Leaders series. John Fields, Down Under View from the FIA Boca. John Lothian News interviewed John Fields of Bain & Company, Inc. of Australia at FIA Boca 2022 about the crypto space, exchange consolidation, payment for order flow, and his perspective from Down Under. Fields, who was formerly the CEO of Chi-X Australia, is now the capital markets lead and expert partner with Bain & Company. You can watch this video with a link in today's newsletter. We also have John's take, why I hate Chuck Mackey, and thoughts on FTX's CFTC request. I have a love-hate relationship with Chuck Mackey. I love him because he's a great guy, good citizen, and cheerful practitioner of solving the world's problems with market-based solutions. I hate him because he really knows how to make me work and work hard. Don't worry, there are others on this list too. Hello, Barbara. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from FOW. GH Financials to promote Asian head Sharon Shi to group CEO. GH Financials, the London-based derivatives broker, has appointed its head of Asia, Sharon Shi Ning, as its new group chief executive officer, subject to regulatory approval. GH, whose former CEO, Mark Felt, left last month to become European head of GH rival RJ O'Brien, said Monday it has appointed with immediate effect Sharon Shi Ning as its CEO-elect. Her formal appointment as GH CEO is subject to UK regulatory approval, while her planned move to London from her current base in Hong Kong is dependent on the firm securing the necessary visa, the broker said. My comment, nice move by GH Financials in finding their replacement for Mark Phelps in-house. Congratulations to Sharon Shi. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Deutsche Bank fired senior bankers over strip club bill. Deutsche Bank AG fired a number of bankers in New York after a tab run-up at a strip club was expensed as legitimate business spending, according to people with knowledge of the matter. Mike Clement, here are clearly some men who needed to learn to use Bitcoin. Here's another story, this one from Fortune. Crypto Robinhood stole $50 million and says it will donate to charity, but the victims just want their money back. Staring at his computer screen, Blaine couldn't help but start sweating. The $50,000 in cryptocurrency he once had in his account was now worthless. Months from getting his law degree, Blaine, 25, had invested all the money he had made from trading NFTs over the past year in the hopes of putting it towards starting a life with his fiancée. He had put $50,000 of a stablecoin, USD, into a liquidity pool of assets for stablecoins, USDC, and Cashio 9 days prior, and when he tried to take his money out on Wednesday, it was worth nothing. I just went outside and went for a walk, he said. My comment, there is an overuse and misuse of the name Robinhood. Add Cinderella too to that list. Headline writers need to get some new fictional characters to hype stories with. Here's a story from the New York Times. We study virus evolution. Here's where we think coronavirus is going. As scientists who study how viruses evolve, we're often asked about the future of the coronavirus. Will it go away, get worse, fade into the background of our lives, become like seasonal flu? My comment, if you remember your biology, this will be an interesting story for you. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Crane Chicago Business, two big loop office buildings being seized by lenders, a sign of pandemic times in downtown Chicago. Second was Bloomberg's LME to nearly double its default fund after a nickel squeeze, a story that generated a number of comments on Twitter. Third was the CFTC's CFTC extends public comment period on FTX request for amended DCO registration order. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg News, trading floors will fill with sleeping bags in Shanghai lockdown. BOCOM Hutai Securities among firms calling staff to offices. Shanghai is imposing a two-phase lockdown to quell outbreak. Banks, brokerages, and asset management firms in Shanghai rushed to call staff into the office before a 5 a.m. lockdown on Monday, with some asking employees to stay for days to keep operations going as the city grapples with its worst COVID outbreak since early 2020. Bank of Communications Co., Hutai Securities Company, and HFT Investment Management Company were among firms alerting employees to make it back to the office to avoid being caught in a lockdown, according to people familiar with the directive. Many are calling on their staff to prepare to sleep in the office, with one asset management firm offering an extra 2,000 won, $313 a night, to camp out on weekdays, and 4,000 won over the weekend, a person said. Here's a press release from the CME. CME announces launch of micro-sized Bitcoin and Ether options. CME, the world's leading derivatives marketplace, today launched options on micro Bitcoin and micro Ether futures, further expanding its suite of cryptocurrency derivative offerings. The launch of these micro-sized options builds on the significant growth and liquidity we have seen in our micro Bitcoin and Ether futures, said Tim McCourt, CME Group Global Head of Equity and FX Products. Sized at 1/10 of their respective underlying tokens in size, these contracts will offer a wide range of market participants, from institutions to sophisticated active individual traders, greater flexibility and precision to manage their exposure to the top two cryptocurrencies by market capitalization. And finally, a story from the FT. Shanghai split by lockdown as officials struggle to contain COVID outbreak. China's financial center hit by panic buying ahead of public transport shutdown and mass testing. Shanghai ushered in extreme lockdown measures on Monday that cleaved China's leading financial center in two and blocked connections to the rest of the country, as local authorities tried to quell a record outbreak of largely asymptomatic COVID cases. Police cut off tunnels and bridges linking Pudong, home of Shanghai's financial district, and many big manufacturers in Puxi, the two areas separated by Hung River and being locked down for mass testing, with Pudong closed until April 1st and its residents confined to their home. Puxi's closure and testing drive will start when Pudong reopens and will run until April 5th. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.